This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the KDKA All Local on Pittsburgh's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I'm Paul Rasmussen. The suspect in a fatal stabbing on the Montour Trail last year is now a person of interest in a similar killing near Albany, New York. Police say they are looking for direct evidence linking Anthony Quessen to the murder of a 76-year-old man on the Empire State Trail in April 2024. Quessen was arrested following the deadly stabbing of an off-duty state police liquor enforcement agency on the Montour Trail last October. Quessen was released on non-monetary bail the year before by Judge Xander Orenstein after being arrested for a felony robbery at Point State Park and did not return to court. Quessen now awaiting a preliminary hearing on homicide and other charges. Police are looking to arrest a killer who shot two people last night in Garfield. A man and a woman were found dead inside a crashed vehicle in the 5200 block of Dearborn Street around 8 p.m. Officers say the man and woman were shot in the back of the head. Also in the car, a two-year-old who was unharmed. Police recovered shell casings inside the vehicle, and they say somebody may have seen a suspect leaving the area. A pedestrian has been hit by a vehicle this morning in downtown Pittsburgh. First responders were sent to the 500 block of First Avenue shortly before 5 a.m., and one person was taken from that scene to a hospital. This is the second day this week a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle. Yesterday, 48-year-old Jeremy Laval died after stumbling into Pride Street and then being hit by a box truck. Last night in Greenfield, PennDOT hosted a public meeting about changes at the Squirrel Hill interchange on the Parkway East. Four plans are under consideration to replace dangerous on- and off-ramps. On the Big K Morning Show, PennDOT District 11 Executive Jason Zhang confirmed a few people will have to relocate.
The new ramp locations will, unfortunately, they have to go where there's houses. So we work with people. We don't just kick them out of their house. It's not like that.
It is not clear how many homes will be affected. Construction on the interchange will start in 2029. Zillow has named Pittsburgh the most affordable housing market in the country.
The average price of a starter home is $215,000.
That is Coldwell Banker agent Robin Taylor, who says the average price in the country's large metros is at least $400,000.
When they look at affordability, they're looking at you spending less than 30% of your household budget toward housing. And in Pittsburgh, it is way better than that.
On the flip side, mortgage rates around 7% limit affordability. TSA officers at Pittsburgh International intercepted a gun at the security checkpoint on Tuesday. A Florida man had a 9mm handgun and a box of ammo in his carry-on bag. It was the sixth firearm TSA officers have found so far this year. Bringing a gun to an airport checkpoint, by the way, carries a federal civil penalty that can reach up to $15,000. Pittsburgh's Public Safety Center is now a year old. In 2024, police based in the downtown facility made more than 800 arrests, 860 welfare checks, and about 1,300 calls for disorderly persons and trespassing. Mayor Ed Gainey says people will see what they want to see in the numbers.
I'm not here to ask if you see the difference. You do your equation based on the math you want to get to. I'm here to say look at the progress we made.
At yesterday's news conference, the security chief for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust said they are seeing improvements in downtown safety. Church bells around the world will toll in unison Sunday to mark the third anniversary of the war between Russia and Ukraine. News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush has that story.
Father John Sherrist of St. Peter and St. Paul Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Carnegie tells me his parish will be among those church bells chiming on Sunday evening.
At the moment the border was crossed by Russians into Ukraine, we were instructed to ring our bells, and they spell out every time zone for all of us. So here in the East Coast time zone, we are at 8:59.
When asked about President Trump's stance on ending the war.
But I'm actually not so worried about him and what he'll do. Maybe he'll bring a temporary peace, but Putin is quite the chess player, and he's playing the long game.
Father Scherer says, let's not show anger. Love is what the world needs. Tamira Rush, News Radio, KDKA.
Thanks for listening to the KDKA All Local. You can follow or subscribe to this podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest breaking news, traffic, and weather, be sure to tune in to KDKA or download the Odyssey app to take us with you wherever you go.